In studio, our guest this morning from Keene Memorial Library, Elisa Cruz. Good morning. Welcome.
Morning.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know March is jam-packed. She brought her calendar.
Yes. I know.
And it's almost every day is marked.
Yes, that's great.
We have a lot going on in March, and so that's why I don't know how much to say, but it's a pretty busy calendar for both kids and adults, which is good.
Yeah. So. What's coming up in the very near future?
Well, next Friday, we're having another all-ages craft event. So we're doing a combination of, we have about 4 stations that you can come and make some fun things, whether like last time, whether you're a 1 or 91, you're
okay.
Well, able to come join us.
So as far as response, are you seeing some pretty good numbers of people come for those?
Yeah, and we're having it from noon to 4, and so you can kind of come at your own schedule during that afternoon, and it doesn't have to be everyone all at once, and it's kind of a drop-in type thing, and it's been really fun to see different ages come in and make their crafts and have fun. And
so again, the time is noon to 4. Next Friday, the 11th.
Yeah.
Okay. After that?
After that, on Monday, we're having an all-ages bingo event, so that'll be on the 14th. It's during the afternoon, so have your sandwich and then come play some bingo.
That's right.
With
yep.
us.
That's right.
And
is there a place on your Facebook or website where we can find the calendar?
On our website, we always have the most up-to-date calendar, and we do have it in both English and Spanish for both kids and adults. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
And at the end of the month, there is obviously something we haven't had for a while. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Chris, the Friends of the Library is having their book sale again. And I'm pretty excited about it because, yes, it's been a couple of years of... I don't know.
Not being able to do it. Right.
And it's going to be, is it out at Christensen Field?
Christensen's Field, and it's the 24th through the 27th this year. Thursday is that kind of, they call it the preview day where the friends try to amp their membership. So it's that membership. You pay your membership fee and then go in and get the sneak peek.
Early preview.
The early bird. Nice. Yeah. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, of course, then are the full out days where, and there is a lot of stuff.
It's not just books, right?
It's not just books. Yeah, it's movies, music, magazines, etc.
So great.
Yes.
And there's going to be a lot more since we've been kind of storing up for 2 years here, right?
Yeah, there's 3 storage units full of items plus what we have still at the library.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping that we have a good turnout because, of course, it's for a good reason. It's for a good cause. Mm-hmm. It helps us with our programs and offerings. And then, of course, it's,
you have any authors coming in this month?
I do. I have Jeff Barnes, who's a local. He's a Nebraska author and historian. I had him back in July. He's doing an event called Contact and Conflict, and it's about the Indian Wars that took place here in Nebraska. So that's on the 22nd. I'm pretty excited about that. I love hearing Jeff speak about Nebraska history. So,
yeah, that'd be good.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited. And of course, we do have his books. So if people want to brush up on Nebraska history, they can sure do that.
Awesome.
Good deal.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll look for the calendar. And again, we have the crafts coming up next Friday.
Yeah.
And just kind of go from there. But
crafts,
thank you.
And bingo and book sale and
lots. It's going to be a
stuff
busy
going on.
March.
That's right. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, Elisa, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, over at Keene Memorial Library. It's 8:46 here on Fremont's Morning Mix. And next we're going to have, I see that we're going to have our Lifehouse. Folks from Care. Yeah, Lifehouse will be here. I keep thinking CareCore all the time. Lifehouse. So we'll talk to them about all the different things that are going on with Thriftology. We were just looking at their Facebook page the other day.
Right, exactly.
That's some St. Patty's Day stuff there.
I know, they do. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Weather forecast for today is brought to you by Fremont Housing Agency. The Hidden Brook Town Home Waitlist is open now. You can apply today at 727-4848. Like Chris said, it's going to be cooler, but still a beautiful day, almost 50 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 30. And then expect sun tomorrow, 69, so it'll be a little bit bit warmer, but rain's going to be coming in overnight into Saturday and Sunday. But right now, we're looking at a beautiful sunny sky here in Fremont. 29 degrees. Weather was brought to you by your Fremont Housing Agency, with housing opportunities available now at Stanton and Gifford Tower, along with Summers Point 1 and 2. The Fremont Housing Agency provides equal housing opportunities for everyone. Visit them online at fremonthousing.org.
All right, Julie Slyster up next. It's 8:47. Cat scratch fever.
I love it.
Chris Walls, Sherry Stone with you here on the Fremont Morning Mix Show. And joining us is Julie Slyster from CareCore Lifehouse. Welcome. Nice to have you here. Oh, I better put on the right mic.
I was going to say.
They switched up mics on me here. There we go. Welcome.
Welcome.
Good morning. Good to have you along.
Yeah, it's good to be here on a beautiful sunny March day.
We've been so spoiled.
Yes, we have.
Let's talk about things that are going on over at the pantry. You seem to have a lot going on there.
Yeah, I haven't been here for a few weeks, so I'm happy to announce that our remodel is underway. We were able to get a grant, the CDBCV grant, with the City of Fremont, and we received $450,000 to begin that project.
That's great.
We're really excited because that building, what was originally built as stables, and then it was a mechanics shop.
Right.
And then it was, turned into a food pantry. Mm-hmm. So we're finding out there's several levels of cement. Pipes aren't the right size. It's always an adventure when you dig into a building that has served that many purposes. Mm-hmm. But we're very excited because we will have, right now we're not able to offer a lot of choice to people. We can offer choice in our fresh meats and fruits and vegetables, but on our non-perishable, we just aren't set up that way.
Okay.
With the remodel, we will be set up that way, so people will have some choice, which is good for a couple reasons. It's always good to be able to choose what you will and won't eat, and it eliminates waste, and then it also just builds some confidence in people who are coming in, this is for them, and they have some choice. We are also going to add a drive-through in the back of the pantry.
Good deal.
So you'll come in on the south side and be able to drive through to the north. So anybody who is not able to stand in line will be able to access the drive-through. Donors will be able to just pull in. They won't have to pull, you know, in the weather, if it's cold or rainy, get their stuff out and bring it in and wait for somebody to answer our buzzer. So we're very excited about that. It'll also serve as our garage, because we have had our catalytic converter stolen a couple times, and there's really not a lot you can do to stop that other than get them in somewhere safe.
So
it'll be dual purpose. And lastly, I'm very excited we're adding a teaching kitchen.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we'll have 6 stations over there, and then a teacher station. So what happens a lot of times, you guys, is we'll get fresh meat. Perfect example, a whole chicken.
Yeah, and what do you do?
People refuse it because they don't know how to cook it.
Right.
And those chickens are wonderful that we get from Lincoln Premium Poultry. It's good. So we'll be able to offer a class.
Oh, on how to, wonderful.
Yeah, cook that. Or how to stretch their SNAP benefits with the food that we provide, meal ideas, healthy nutrition, stuff like that. So,
now, will those be free to the
Absolutely.
People? That's great.
Yes, and we'll work with the community members. If there's somebody who needs to host a similar class and they need a place to do it, we'll have people come in. Or we already have interest with some of the community ladies in town who are good at cooking or taught home ec, who are willing to come in and do some things for us. So that's exciting.
Julie, can you give our listeners maybe an idea of how many people use the pantry on a weekly basis or daily?
Well, I just looked at the numbers. In 2021, it was just under 8,000 people who came through the food pantry. So, you know, if you break that down, it's a significant
number. That is. That's a pretty big number. And you said you're in the middle of the remodel then. How long do you think it's going to take? A year?
No. Well, we're finding out that some of the lead items, I'm learning new language, are on back order.
Oh,
we're
sure.
We're getting a giant walk-in freezer refrigerator unit, and that's on, I'll call it back order, until like August or September. So those are the things that will slow us down.
Yeah, as far as, you have... What, 3 different, I try to think of you as 3 different segments. You have the CareCore side where you're housing people, and then you also have Thriftology, and then the pantry. So there's probably more than that.
Absolutely. But if we start with those basic needs, food, clothing, shelter, we can go from there.
So on the shelter side, where do you stand now?
Oh, I'm excited to say we are back to 100% capacity. It's been since March of 2020. When COVID started, there was a lot of shifting and making, you know, getting people in safe housing because we could not offer them a spot at the shelter, but that has changed.
That's great.
We're holding one room back for quarantine isolation, and that's for anybody who's sick with even the influenza, because if we can keep, that from spreading throughout, that's just better for everybody.
Yeah. Any needs there right now?
Towels. We need towels, and we are really low on meat at the shelter. So if you have a roast that you thought you'd get to and you're not going to, we would love to have it, or anything like that, we would be able to use it. We are also in need of over-the-counter medications. The flu and cold season has kind of hit all of us hard, and it's just great to be able to offer that to people who are in shelter to relieve some of those symptoms for them.
Yesterday, I was showing Sherry over at Thriftology all the green stuff for St. Patty's Day.
He was. He goes, let's stop by and get some.
Yeah,
Barb's got it all. She's ready for you. So come on in. She got rid of all the Christmas and Valentine, and now we're getting all ready. It's March. I can't believe it.
Right.
But yeah, she has all the St. Patty's Day stuff out. And it's been so nice. People are coming in wanting spring clothes.
Oh, sure.
I think maybe it's a little bit trickery.
Yes, it is.
Nevertheless,
it is
happening. So she is having a sale on all of her winter items. They're marked way down. And we have decided that Thursdays will be Thrifty Thursdays.
Very nice.
Isn't that exciting?
Every Thursday, everything is half off of the already low marked price. So
stop in
and, you know, if there's something that you've been eyeing and you thought, ooh, that's a little bit high, well, come in now. It's half price.
That's great.
On Thursday,
we're open until 6 on Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, what are the hours? Let's go through those, if you remember.
Okay, so Monday through Friday, Wednesday, except Thursday, is 10 until 4.
Okay.
Thursdays, 10 until 6. And then we are open on Saturdays from 10 until 2.
Okay.
Yeah. She's got it all straightened out. She knows what she's talking about.
Right. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of numbers in there, so I have to stop and think that through. If you're wanting to donate, we accept donations on Tuesdays and Thursdays in the alley, which we now have great signs up, so drive by and look at them, between 11 and 3.
Nice.
Great.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank
Julie
you.
Sleister, a marketing person for CareCorps and Lifehouse right here in Fremont. You can always check things out on your... Oh, yeah, she has one more thing. Oh, one more.
Sorry that you said marketing, and that made me think I should let everybody know we do have a position available open at CareCorps Lifehouse for fundraising and media specialist. Mm. So if that's something you would be interested in.
Sherry.
Stop.
Please check us out on Facebook.
Give me a couple of weeks. Right, I might want to go, you know what? I don't think I want to work with Chris anymore. No.
Sorry to interrupt, but I had to.
I'm glad
no
you did
problem.
That.
No problem.
That's
all
good.
All right. Thank you, Julie. We appreciate you coming in and giving us all a lot of good information. Yeah,
thank
a lot
you.
Of good stuff. All right, 8:58. How about we finish up with a song here, huh?
Okay, sounds good.
Little Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani helping us out on our Thursday morning here on the Fremont's Morning Mix.